The Volumes of Truth, Volume 4. From Betrayal to Victory. June 2, 2009. From Yahushua HaMashiach, Our Lord and Savior. The Word of the Lord spoken to Timothy. For all those who have ears to hear. Timothy. This question of Judas has come up before me once again. Therefore, because you have humbled yourself before me, sincerely seeking to know the truth of the matter, even if it meant your own correction, not at all doubting the scriptures of truth, or my word in the volumes, I will answer you. And for the sake of those who seek to know me, as I truly am. So then let all those who have ears to hear, hear, and gain wisdom. For thus says the Lord. Before you in the scriptures of truth, you see the man called Judas, who by receiving the bribe betrayed the Son of Man. Yet afterward, out of extreme remorse, he took the money, the price for which I had been weighed, and cast it down at the feet of the guilty. Therefore, Judas could not buy a field with the money he did not have, nor did it enter his mind. Rather, those of evil and hardened hearts bought the field, to bury those who they saw as unworthy, whereby a sign was also given, and fulfilled by Judas, written in his own blood. And so it remains to this day. The desolate field, of blood. Therefore again I say to you. Stumble not over the letter, nor be confused by gossip, nor let perverse interpretations, and biased translations, lead you astray, by which the churches of men, have marred my word and my glory, before the people. Stop judging by human standards. Discern by right standards. According to my love, and the knowledge you have received in me. See with greater eyes. For I tell you the truth. Judas shall be with me in paradise. Beloved ones, I forgive all who return to me, even the one in 99 who goes astray, even the one among 12 who betrays me. For I am the Lord, and of all those the Father has given me, I shall not lose one. And though Judas was indeed lost, according to the flesh, he was not lost according to the Spirit. For he repented in sincerity and in truth, confessing his sin with extreme remorse. And though he died before me, his sins I bore also, crucifying them upon the tree. Therefore awake, and give answer, all you who call of yourselves Christian. Who among you has not gone astray? Who among you has not betrayed me? Who among you has not sinned? Who among you has not denied the Son of the living God? Therefore again I say to you, all those who repent in my name, with sincere remorse in their hearts, are saved. For I am the one who makes it possible for them to do so. And though some have fallen asleep in death, and others are slain, even by their own hand, I ask you, shall death have the last word? By no means. For I shall raise them up at the last day. For I have granted them the victory, even as I am the victory, being the firstfruits from death. Even as those given me shall likewise be first, when the shout is made, says the Lord.